News release. Kubota Materials Corporation. On Saturday, April 20, 2024, Kubota Materials Corporation, located here in Orillia, hosted their first annual community cleanup in celebration of Earth Day. Employees of the foundry brought their families and friends to help clean the ditches along Commerce Road, which runs beside Highway 11, the foundry property, and Patrick Fogarty Catholic Secondary School. Kubota Materials has been a part of Orillia since 1935, specializing in high-quality alloy steel castings and assemblies for different companies globally. The foundry employs approximately 350 individuals, with a majority of employees local to the area. As the foundry is a huge part of the community, they want to do their part in giving back to the city of Orillia. Staff, family and friends began their cleanup at 9 a.m., picking up garbage and recycling on either side of Commerce Road, and picking up until 11 a.m. when the blizzard interrupted their event. "We had so much fun cleaning up the ditches. We will definitely be back to do this next year," said one of the high school students. "This was such a fun way to get high school volunteer hours." The foundry will be hosting this event annually for the community to participate in, working towards keeping the city of Orillia clean. The cleanup was registered with the Great Global Cleanup, a nonprofit organization in support of Earth Day and fighting climate change. The Great Global Cleanup is a great website to find cleanups taking place around the world. After a fun 2 hours of cleanup, employees, families and friends collected 40-plus bags of garbage and recycling materials. "This was such a great event to bring the Kubota community together and help the environment. Next year will be bigger and better," said Health and Safety Specialist, Carrie Creamer. The event will happen next year near Earth Day again. If you are interested in participating, visit Kubota Materials website for more details, or find the registered cleanup on the Great Global Cleanup page next year.